This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I had stacks of pots from plant purchases I made, and I admit I put them in my recycling bin because I thought that's where they went. Then I read an article from another gardener who noted that Home Depot recycles them. And then I called my garbage provider and found out that they accept only the ones with the numbers 1, 3, or 5. I don't know what mine said. Based on pictures, I'm guessing quite a few of mine had those numbers, but I can't say for sure all of them did, so I had to buy more plants, you know, just to see. It is research. I've always tried to buy my plants at local nurseries for several reasons. One is, I own a small business and understand what it means to have local support. Two, their plants are locally grown, so are better acclimatized to my area. Three, they're less likely to have been sprayed with chemicals. Four, if I have an issue with the plant, my local nursery is right there ready to answer questions, or if necessary, replace the plant right then. But what about those pots? My hyper-local nurseries recycle their own pots, but they don't accept others. It doesn't work for their system, which I understand. I was surprised to learn that two of my other go-to nurseries that are local but on a much larger scale do not recycle pots. They haven't for years, both of them saying that our garbage provider does. I do have a Home Depot about 23 miles from where I live. They accept everything. According to their information, every year people throw away enough plastics to circle the earth 4 times. I'll have a link to their program from GardenBite.com. Customers can bring back their empty pots and they'll be reused till they're no longer reusable. The Home Depot's partner, East Jordan Plastics, turns them into new pots, trays, and hanging baskets. Every year, they recycle more than 15 million pounds of used plastic containers. I have lots more info on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.